One day, Mike Westaway managed to get sent out to pick up a load of semi-rotten produce donated by a local supermarket to New Path. However, after making sure no staff member had tailed him, he made a phone call and then met Donna Hawthorne at a McDonald's fast food stand. They sat together outside, with Cokes and hamburgers between them on the wooden table.
"Have we really been able to duke him?" Donna asked.
"Yes," Westaway said. But he thought, "The guy's so burned out. I wonder if it matters. I wonder if we accomplished anything. And yet it had to be like this."
"They're not paranoid about him?"
"No," Mike Westaway said.
Donna said, "Are you personally convinced they're growing the stuff?"
"Not me. It's not what I believe. It's them. Those who pay us," he thought.
"What's the name mean?"
"Moore's Ontologica. Death of the spirit, the identity, the essential nature."
"Will he be able to act?"
Westaway watched the cars and people passing. He watched moodily as he fooled with his food.
"You really don't know?"
"Never can know until it happens. A memory, a few charred brain cells flicker on, like a reflex. React, not act. We can just hope. Remembering what Paul says in the Bible, faith, hope, and giving away your money."
He studied the pretty, dark-haired young girl across from him and could perceive in her intelligent face why Bob arced her.
"No," he thought, "I always have to think of him as Bruce. Otherwise, I cop out to knowing too much, things I shouldn't, couldn't know."
Why Bruce thought so much of her. Thought when he was capable of thought.
"He was very well drilled," Donna said, in what seemed to him an extraordinary forlorn voice.
And at the same time, an expression of sorrow crossed her face, straining and warping its lines.
"Such a cost to pay,"
she said then, half to herself, and drank from her Coke.
He thought, "But there is no other way to get in there. I can't get in. That's established by now. Think how long I've been trying. They'd only let a burned-out husk like Bruce in. Harmless. He would have to be the way he is, or they wouldn't take the risk. It's their policy."
"The government asks an awful lot," Donna said.
"Life asks an awful lot."
Raising her eyes, she confronted him, darkly angry.
"In this case, the federal government, specifically, from you, me, from—"
She broke off.
"From what was my friend?"
"He's still your friend."
Fiercely, Donna said, "What's left of him?"
"What's left of him," Mike Westaway thought, "is still searching for you, after its fashion."
He too felt sad. But the day was nice. The people and cars cheered him. The air smelled good. And there was the prospect of success. That cheered him the most. They had come this far. They could go the rest of the way.
Donna said, "I think, really, there is nothing more terrible than the sacrifice of someone or something, a living thing, without its ever knowing. If it knew, if it understood and volunteered, but—"
She gestured.
"He doesn't know. He never did know. He didn't volunteer."
"Sherry did. It was his job."
"He had no idea, and he hasn't any idea now, because now he hasn't any ideas. You know that as well as I do. And he will never again in his life, as long as he lives, have any ideas. Only reflexes. And this didn't happen accidentally. It was supposed to happen. So we have this bad karma on us. I feel it on my back, like a corpse. I'm carrying a corpse. Bob Arctor's corpse, even while he's technically alive."
Her voice had risen. Mike Westaway gestured, and with visible effort, she calmed herself. People at other wooden tables, enjoying their burgers and shakes, had glanced inquiringly.